Working 9 till 3 sounds pretty good, doesn't it? 12 weeks holiday a year, 4 chances to go overseas each year. You get your weekends, you get your afternoons, you get extra holidays. You get all the time off around Christmas. You don't have to take those annoying annual leave days between Christmas and New Year's. The pros of being a teacher definitely outweigh the cons on paper.
You know, you get all the extra holidays compared to what a lot of people do. You get all over Christmas off and a fair few breaks in the middle of the year too, so I think it's pretty crazy. People pumping out 72-hour weeks in the business world and thing, I think 9 to 3 would be pretty nice.
But just how true is this perception of a teacher's day-to-day life? Do teachers really only work 6 hours a day? Do they really have the weekends off? Are those 12 weeks of holidays a year really holidays? I spoke to Oak Hill Drive Public School teacher Annette Davidson, who has been teaching for over 25 years. She is increasingly frustrated with non-teachers underestimating how many hours she actually puts in.
Anyone who's not in the teaching profession, I think, has a wrong perception.
Yeah.
It's only when families have children, you know, who start teaching and they go, oh, and realise
how much
work it is.
Catherine Hiscock from Quakers Hill Public School has been in the industry about 3 years. She said in this day and age, some people do get it and realise just how hard teachers really do work.
I think it's a bit of both. Some people always say that teachers work really hard and they have a lot of respect for teachers and what they do because they could never do it. Mm-hmm. And then there's people that have no idea really and they definitely underestimate what you do and think that. So you have really great holidays and don't have a lot of work-related stress, but yeah. I think it's a mix. Some people really get it, some people don't.
The Australian Scholarships Group and the Australian College of Educators Association surveyed 380 teachers nationwide this year in the first edition of a so-called report card, which measured teachers' perceptions of education and their profession. Among other things, the report discovered 1 in 5 teachers have considered leaving the profession in the last 3 months, 48% of educators feel stressed, and 74% reported a typical week was not balanced at all or less balanced than they would like it to be. With teachers clocking up to 70 hours per week, what do they even do, you ask? Well, between actually teaching, they spend their time setting up lessons, photocopying, binding activity books, finding textbooks, creating worksheets, trawling through library books, spending half an hour on their lunch break squeezing paint into egg cartons, cleaning up vomit from the carpet, reading emails, having staff meetings, having professional development training, planning, assessing, reporting, and meeting the social and emotional developmental needs of all of their students. It seems the question should be, what don't teachers do between 3 p.m. when school ends and 9 a.m. when the bell rings the next morning?
You know, you're at school at 4 to 8 until 5 o'clock, and I was talking to the other young girls, and they get there at 7:30.
That was Annette Davidson again. She said she is very glad that she is toward the end of her teaching career. She's enjoyed it, but it's too stressful. After years of working over 60 hours a week, she's taken a step back this year. Instead of taking her own class, she is working 3 days a week, relief teaching. Mrs. Davidson said she is probably the only teacher that doesn't work at home.
I'm probably the only teacher in the school that's not working on the weekends.
23-year-old Jessie Coulson has been working as a HSIE teacher for 12 months now. When I asked to call her to chat, she told me to call her after 8 p.m. because that is when she would be home after marking exams. Not 3 p.m, 8 p.m. I just called Jessie. Her housemaid answered the phone. She's already gone to bed, even though she only got home from work 25 minutes ago. So maybe the next time someone mentions to you they're a teacher, look beyond the 9 a.m. and 3 p.m. school bells and realise the true extent of hard work and dedication educators put into the next generation of our society.